You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Right now, we've got the wonderful crew from Coast Arcade in the studio. Kia ora koutoua, hey Tom, and hello Bella, how are you both this morning?
Kia ora, we're good.
Yeah, we're going pretty good today.
Pretty exciting day for you guys. You've got a brand new single out. How are you feeling?
Pretty good.
Buzzy.
Yeah, a little bit buzzy. It's always weird releasing a single and watching the numbers. We we wish we didn't. But we do. We sit there and we're like, oh my God, how many people are listening right now?
Yes.
On the way here, literally on the artist app going, how many now? How many now?
Refresh, refresh, yeah. Refresh.
Literally.
Very understandable. Also, it's quite a change for you guys because you're down two original band members who are off to do their university like dreams at the moment, which is very cool for them.
Yeah.
But it must be quite a weird feeling to be putting this single out minus two of your OGs.
It's definitely weird and like retaking press photos and it's just the two of us. Or just before they left, we got a bunch of really nice press photos done.
Oh,
and I was like, guys.
And now you're going.
No, I was like, do you mind if we like edit you out? Because these are really nice. These cost us like a lot.
Quite like the...
they were like, go for it.
The thriftiness of that, you know?
It's like, we just spent so much money on these.
Yep.
And they
you
were
just
like,
got to make it
work. Yeah.
Well, that's what good friends are. They're like, yeah, totally. Just Photoshop us out. It's all good.
Crop.
Yeah. Also lovely, it means you can use the original ones, frame them up for your families at Christmas.
Yeah.
There you go, you know?
Yeah,
Christmas
absolutely.
Presents sorted. This is a lovely track. It's called Kiss Like This. It's a big summer pop banger. What were you thinking about when you were writing this one, Bella?
Oh, I had a dream. I had a dream. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, that's a song.
Sick.
That's a song right there. I'm not going to go into the dream.
No, you can. That's between you and your sleeping self. Yeah,
I think so. Subconscious self. But yeah, I woke up the next day. I think it was actually this time last year that I wrote it. So Craving Summer. And we've been sitting on it for ages. We play it last at every show because it's our favourite to play.
Yeah.
And we were like, just in time for summer this year, it's time.
Yes. That's such a lovely thing to finally be able to get excited about summer. I think it just rained for a year and we all were like, oh yeah, I guess it's summer, but nothing's happening and everything sucks. This year, you know, you guys are really a summer band. It feels like it's your season. It's the place where you're really thriving at a, you know, beachfront type gig venue. No. Are you excited to be getting out there and gigging? What's the plan? What are you guys up to?
What is it? So next week we've got a show with There's a Tuesday, then 9th of December, show with Flexies at Big Fan. Then after that, Rhythm and Vines, kicking
sick.
That off. So keen for that. And then
we're announcing a tour sometime at the end of November for North Island. So keep an eye out for that. We're going to be hopefully coming to a city nearish you.
Hopefully Auckland, I'm assuming, will be
definitely Auckland
on the map. That's good to hear. I feel like when you're playing now, you're sort of setting up a new, you know, on-stage crew. Is it going to just be the two of you? Or are you bringing more people in? What's the plan at the moment?
Yeah, so at the moment we're working with two session musicians who we adore. Leo is on bass and I've known Leo for forever. He was in my first band, Regera.
Oh, cool.
And so that's a real weird, buzzy, full circle moment, but we love Leo. And then we have Max, who is an awesome guitar player, and they just bring so much energy and liveliness to our set. So we're really lucky to have them both. And we're just kind of playing it by ear for now. We're really happy with having session musicians who we get on with.
Yeah.
And we're just taking our time. We're looking for permanent people, but not in any hurry.
Yeah, just have a fun summer, celebrate some great music and get back into it a bit, eh? Yeah.
Definitely.
I feel like this is a song that a lot of people are going to very much enjoy. Where can they get it from if this is something that they want to have in their lives?
Pretty much any streaming platform, Bandcamp, Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, not yet, but as maybe when I get home.
when you hit play.
Yeah, when I hit public.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Excellent. You guys also are big on music videos. It's something I've always enjoyed. You really like that visual world as well. Is that something you're thinking about exploring again? You want to get
Definitely.
Back into?
Definitely. We haven't got anything yet, but we've planned it. We've got it booked in and it'll be coming early next year.
Awesome.
Because Tom has just finished
High school.
Yeah, Tom, congratulations.
Finally. I know, imagine that. And so just with planning end of year, making sure Tom isn't super stressed and actually passes year 13 with exams.
Have you done your exams yet, Tom?
I did my first one on Tuesday. Awesome. 2 months ago, but then I've got 74 credits, so that's all sorted.
You're sweet,
so
you've passed.
I'm chilling, yeah.
Excellent. Well done. That's awesome. Yeah.
We're we'll do the single, we'll announce some shows, and then we've got a really cool music video planned.
Sweet. That's something to look forward to on the other side of exams, for sure.
I think so.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you, Bella, for coming in this morning. Congrats on your brand new single. Looking forward to seeing you around the summer playing some great shows. It'll be very fun to catch you live. And thanks for popping in this morning. We'll see you soon.
Epic. Thank
you
very much. Thanks so much for having us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.